Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison, founder of and the president of Aspire Financial Advisors. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, certified financial planner, and an ordained minister. John, thanks again for staying with us. You're helping us out with some financial spring cleaning. And what are some other things that we need to be working on?
Well, we were talking about reducing the amount of paperwork that you had, and yet you mentioned, some people really do like to hang on to things. And if you're one of those people that just can't see putting things through the shredder, even though most things, if it's not tax-related or mortgage-related, once it's a year old, you can toss it. Mm-hmm. But if you're really not comfortable with that, try scanning it into your computer, saving it to a flash drive. You can have a copy at home and a copy somewhere else in a safe deposit box or something, and get rid of the paper. And It will make you feel just 10 times better to have space on your desk and space in your file cabinets.
Well, you know,
you'll be able to find things.
You know, John, it's been interesting to see my businesses. We'll celebrate 25 years of my business coming up in May. And when I first started my business, I had a filing cabinet. As I started my consulting business, I had to buy another filing cabinet, and then over the years, another filing cabinet. A lot of it was stuff for my clients, projects I was working on for my clients. But I've noticed that over the last 10 or 15 years, that we've started going the other way. Mm-hmm. We actually have gotten rid of some filing cabinets. As we've done more and more things, more and more of our records are digital now.
Yeah, and it makes life so much easier if you have to consider, for instance, a relocation.
Assuming that we have them properly backed up and have them available, you don't lose them. Of course, a fire or misplacing paper can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But still, it does the digital part of our lives has improved the clutter, hasn't it?
It really has. I can remember when utilities, such as, say, cable providers, first started encouraging you to get online statements as opposed to mailed billing statements. And at first, we were all kind of suspicious of that. I won't have any records,
Right.
But now we're comfortable with it, and one of the greatest ways in the world to reduce the amount of paperwork that you have is to reduce the amount of paper that comes into your life. And the more things you can get to be done online, paperless, and you can also consolidate. If you have, for instance, brokerage accounts all over the place, consolidate them with one custodian, get one combined statement for all those different accounts. It would save you a fortune in having to slog through all that paperwork.
Right, exactly. All right, what else?
I think if you did those things on a quarterly basis, that would, by the time you came next year to this, it would take you half as much time in terms of spring cleaning. The other thing that you would do is, just because it needs to be done periodically, is check out while you're going through all those files. Check out your beneficiary designations on things like your insurance policies, anything with a beneficiary, and make sure that that's up to date. I run into people all the time, for instance, who have a beneficiary who is now an ex-spouse.
Right.
Or they have a beneficiary who
that's
was a parent.
That's going to make mixed emotions at your funeral, isn't it?
It really
is.
If you
don't get that fixed.
And, people often take out these things, life insurance policies or IRAs, 401k accounts, and never look at them again, and don't realize that, the people who were named then, if you're a 55-year-old person, the beneficiary on your retirement account is your parent, it could be that you haven't changed it a lot in over the years.
Probably for a while, yeah. What are some other things we need to work on?
As far as a spring cleaning list, that's a good one, a lengthy enough one to keep it from being daunting.
Right.
If you will do your your beneficiary designations, if you will do your credit report, and if you will just get rid of paper and do what you can to reduce the amount coming in, that should be sufficient to
keep you busy for a while, won't it?
That'll keep you busy for a while. We don't want to make the task so big that you don't want to do it.
All right. What are some other things that you'd like to suggest for us?
Well, I want to say, especially to, you know, most of the listeners here are going to be business owners, and for general planning, there's some differences between us and the rest of the world that I think we sometimes don't keep in mind that we should. And we need to do things a little bit differently when it comes to financial planning. For instance, when you are sitting down to make some investments, perhaps in your retirement accounts, you almost always start with one of those asset allocation calculators or risk tolerance calculators that ask you how old you are, how long till you retire, how much risk you're comfortable with. And then they come up with an asset allocation. Oh, you should have, you know, 70% stocks and 30% bonds and, you know, that sort of thing. But one of the things they don't take into account is your personal situation. Are you a stock or a bond? And what I mean by that is if you or at least the person you're married to is, let's say, a tenured professor at a university, that's a very consistent and low-risk way to make your income. If you're a business owner, there's a lot more risk to
that's
your income.
That's a lot more risk, right.
And so the person who's already highly invested in a high-risk activity, i.e. their business, might want to invest more conservatively with their other portions of their portfolio.
So this is where being a business owner complicates the financial planning for the average person. Hold on to that thought. John, give us a website, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
All right, aspirefa.com. That's John Harrison's website. He and I will be right back and talk some more about the differences between or what small business owners need to do a little bit extra in their financial planning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.